For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. Two very different musicals are performed this weekend in Central Kentucky, appealing to two very different audiences. Here to give us a preview of both is Rich Copley. Rich is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald-Leader newspaper. Rich, the Lexington Children's Theater is renewing its summer tradition, and it's staging Annie this weekend.
It is, and Annie is a production of their Summer Family Musicals, which has become an annual tradition there, and it's the 10th anniversary of it. And the idea behind the Summer Family Musical is that literally, you know, the kids at the Children's Theater who are part of their schools and their educational companies, their parents also audition, and other family members audition, and many of them are cast in the show. So for all of the kids that you see playing orphans and characters like that in the show, a lot of their moms and dads are playing characters like Daddy Warbucks and Ms. Hannigan and folks like that.
And Summerfest, of course, is ongoing in Lexington, and this weekend's production is the Rocky Horror Show. Now, Rich, do people dress up for the Rocky Horror Show?
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing about staging Rocky Horror. It's a stage play. Everybody's very used to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is the movie, which indeed, you know, people go and dress up and actually act the show out in front of the movie screen. Of course, at a live production, it would be very rude to jump up and start acting out the show right in front of live actors presenting it. But I was out there Wednesday night. You know, and Wednesday, of course, is a bit more of a subdued crowd than a weekend crowd, but there are a few people out there dressed up and yelling things at the stage and stuff of that sort. So, you know, it definitely should be, maybe be a little bit livelier audience interaction than you normally see at a musical where people sit and watch. But as you said, very different audiences. This is definitely an adult show with adult content, and people probably don't want to be taking their kids out to this. They probably want to take them out to Annie.
How has Summerfest been faring? I mean, are they drawing good crowds?
They've done well this summer. They've, of course, been contending with the weather quite a bit. You know, while they haven't had any official rainouts yet, we should knock on something after saying that. They have had quite a number of nights where it looked kind of gloomy. And I've got to tell you, Wednesday was about the hottest night I can remember out at the Arboretum for a show. It just didn't feel like the mercury dropped at all after the afternoon.
Talking about something that's hot, three viewings has been extended. It debuted earlier this year, and the performances have been extended because there's such a demand for it.
They did really well. This is on the Verge Theater, which does site-specific productions, and they staged a show which is monologues by three different characters who are, you know, sort of going through emotional experiences while they are in a funeral home at a visitation. And it did so well on its first run in June, it completely sold out the run, that they have revived it for the weekend. So it'll be taking place down at Millward Funeral Home off of Man of War Boulevard.
Rich Copley, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Rich Copley's an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald-Leader newspaper. You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to today's edition of the Herald-Leader. Go to the Weekender section. All the events are outlined there. We also have events outlined at our website at weku.fm. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.